net. Evergreens, though, cannot clear. Sipple holds it in. Shot on goal, down low, save for Ethan Hurt, goes behind the net. Evergreens love a player in the corner, cross ice, that's off one of the Eversplay. Nope, a little too long. Thought that Alec Kisley was going to have a chance to catch up with that. He did not. We'll go back down to the Wausau West offensive zone as the Evergreens have iced the puck. Again, the Evergreens fell behind in this game just seconds after the opening whistle. Had a penalty called on them 6 seconds in, gave up a goal 13 seconds in. Here come the Evergreens winning this faceoff in their defensive end. Nice stick handling here from Colby Schmidt. Schmidt leaves it in the corner. Sipple is closest to it for Wausau West. Kisley tries to join in. Got a whistle here. That puck go out of play? What's going on there? Sure looked like it stayed in the rink. I see the net came free. Net's off. It's mooring. Resetting that. Now we're ready to go. It'll be an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Hackbarth will take it from the far side against Sipple. Evergreens win it. Ortell shot off Prokop's glove in front, goes off to the side. Hackbarth tried to close on it. Wausau West has it. Two on one for the Warriors. Passes too long. Yakuz is the one who's back for the Evergreens. No one you'd rather want back there. Evergreens back the other way. Here comes Hackbarth. Hackbarth was quickly engaged by Brady Cleveland. Taken down in the corner. No penalty. Wow, Brady Cleveland closed on Hackbarth, who was going to have a look at the net. Hackbarth had to let that fly earlier. Evergreens look to hold this, and now Yaku's very physical hockey right now. Yaku's just came in with an elbow not call, letting them play. In the defensive end, the Evergreens look to hold in at the blue line. They cannot. Now the Evergreens have to fight, but they lost the puck at neutral ice. Comes back out in front, shot just wide. Carson Marquardt put that on goal, slid it just wide of the far post. Still 3-0. Evergreens one-on-one coming back the other way. Here's Hackbarth off the shoulder pads and high. It was Grant Ortell who was denied. Prokop went right off his shoulder pads. So the Evergreens got two kind of promising looks at the net here, but still don't have anything on the scoreboard. Hackbarth earlier, Cleveland came up and denied him a chance. That was Ortell's shot just a moment ago, just a little high over the crossbar. Here's a shot here from Wausau West. Connor Healy, it bounced off the glove of the Evergreens. Ethan Hurt went into the corner. West tries to hold into the blue line, barely kept it in. West still holds the zone, traffic in front. Evergreens goalie went down to his pads and is off to the side there. And again, still here, that's in front, that's bouncing around in front. Zinda is there, and Zinda clears out the Wausau West player, and lunging forward there is Ethan Hurt to cover up for the Evergreens. So both teams with scoring opportunities in the second period. Still Warriors 3, Evergreens nothing, 14:40 to play. And Everest fans are hoping the hockey season doesn't come to an end tonight. Lucas Langolas takes the draw for the Warriors, and Yakuz comes away with the puck. Evergreens try and get this forward. Wow, also West player tripped down. No penalty. Evergreens send this to the corner. Yakuz, big hit in front of our Fox Sports location. Wausau West, though, comes back the other way, and losing control of the puck, trying to transfer it to the forehand side, was Carson Marquardt. Yeah, very physical hockey now. Kisley just took a big hit right in front of the Everest bench. Yakuz is back in his defensive zone for the Evergreens. Warriors from the near side boards. Evergreens have a player closest to it. That's Yakuz, tries to flick this forward. And the Warriors have been winning most of the pucks between the blue lines. Into the corner. Well, Everest player there just hit from behind, and there's no penalty on that. Parker Hurt just got nailed from behind, thrown into the boards. Play on. Evergreen would sure like a 5-on-4 opportunity here. Just hasn't come to them yet. Evergreen's back in their defensive end. Get this puck ahead. Here's Kisley. Kisley plays it off the boards. Kisley sends it into the corner. Kisley takes a big hit. I think he's hurt. Kisley is slow getting back to his feet. Going to have a stoppage for sure for the injury. Let's see if they're calling a penalty on that. Kisley can't get up off the ice. Kisley was hit hard and went almost into the Evergreens bench. No penalty. just an injury stoppage to get Alex Kisley off the ice. Offensive zone faceoff, well, it's just outside the Everest blue line. Grant Ortel will take the draw against Brady Cleveland. Wausau West wins it. They're back in their defensive end. Puck pops up. Ortel. Evergreens have been playing a little better in the second period, but they got three goals to get back. Wausau West with a shot on goal from outside the blue line, gloved and held there by Ethan Hurt. 13-12 to play in a scoreless second period. West sends a new line out there for an offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. It's to Ethan Hurt's left. Warriors back to the blue line. Shot on goal by Jacob Cabela. There was traffic in front. That was wide. Evergreens take it away, send it out of the zone. Evergreens come away with the puck, red line. They're onside. Here's Eddie Zinda, just wide of the near post. Zinda carried it to just to the top of the circle on the far side. Got a pretty good look. Zinda had a goal on Tuesday, bidden for one in the bigger game Thursday. Wausau West back the other way. Shot on goal, saved by Ethan Hurt. Ben Kopetsky put that on for the Warriors. Hurt will hold. Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Nick Drews takes the draw, goes back to the blue line. Warriors come forward now. Cole Hanis. Hanis now has Brady Bunnell come up. Evergreens took the puck away. Evergreens will come out. Long puck down ice. Wave off icing. That's off one of the Wausau West players. Going all the way back to retrieve this is Jacob Cabela. Evergreens look to take this puck away. Can't hold it in. Brady Bunnell swiped at it. Wausau West takes it away. Here's Brady Cleveland. Cleveland carries into the zone. Leaves it in the corner. Lucas Langolis closes on it. Evergreens knock it out of the zone. Wausau West will have to clear. Goes cross ice. Banged off the boards. Yakuz is closest to it. Came in too hard off the boards for Yakuz to control. Wausau West back on. Jacob Cabela. Cabela wide. Sent it into the corner. The boards here at Marathon Park are mostly dead. But the rink is so small that pucks that come off the board could be out in front. And it's just not a wide and not a long rink. Evergreen send this the other way. That went off one of the Wausau West players. Wave off icing. Evergreen's fight for Ortel in the corner. Had Hackbarth in front if he could win the race to the puck. Hackbarth instead will have to fight for it in the corner. Wow, high hit coming up here. Got a penalty coming up, I think. Hackbarth was engaged with Connor Wendell. They taken one of them off. Officials are huddling up. And I think they're calling the penalty on the Evergreens. They're calling the penalty on Hackbarth. Or maybe this is offsetting. It is. Hackbarth and Connor Wendell are both going off, I believe. Nope. Just Wendell. Power play coming up for the Evergreens. Connor Wendell is off for a high stick. So here comes the Evergreens' opportunity to get one of these goals back. Penalty at 5:32 of the second period. Now we're ready to go after a fairly long conversation in front of the scorer's table. They're calling Grant Ortel out of the circle now. Davis Hackbarth's going to take the draw. And Hackbarth's lucky that he's not in the box, like he retaliated against Wendell, but that's not the call. So the Evergreens skate 5-on-4 for 2 minutes. Face off to the right, West wins it, sends it all the way down. Evergreens will set up from behind their own net. Boy, do the Evergreens need to cash in this power play, trailing 3-0. Puck goes ahead. This is Kisley fighting for it at the blue line. Wausau West wins it and sends it down. So the Evergreens unable to really hold the zone. Ethan Hurt comes out of goal and will leave it for Jacob Yakuz. And just like that, 30 seconds has disappeared from this power play. Here comes Yakuz, going to start his own rush down the near side boards. Yakuz is onside. Blue line sends into the corner. Yakuz, let's see if he can set it. Had Kisley in front, went under his stick, goes all the way down the ice. Right idea, not executed well. All the way down. 115, 114, 113 left in the power play. Evergreen start their rush again. Center rink, Evergreens are onside. Hackbarth, nah, they're offside. Kisley was over the line as Hackbarth carried that in. Kisley had to hold up for a moment. So Alec is not having such a good power play. Faceoff will come outside the blue line at the near side dot with 1:04 left in the Evergreens' man advantage. Have not gotten a shot on goal in this power play. And three goals to find. It goes back. Evergreens control it. Here's Ortel. Flicks that forward to Kisley off his stick. Circling back for the Evergreens is Brady Bunnell. Played off the boards. Here is Ortel. Taken away and sent down the ice. The Evergreens will have to chase. 45 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens start their rush. Red line, blue line. Onside. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth lost it in the skates of one of the Everest players. Hackbarth has it back. Goes cross ice. Little bit of room there. Shot on goal. Jabbing. Prokop loose in front and swept down the ice by the Warriors. Looked promising for a moment. Then Cole Hannes sent it all the way down. 30 seconds left in the power play. Outlet pass to Ortel. Ortel now, red line, blue line, Evergreens are onside. Here's Yakuz. Yakuz double-teamed, had it out in front of him, and Wausau West sends it down again. The Evergreens got only one good look at the net, and now we're back to 5-on-5. Still 3-0. 9.5 left in this third period. Warriors are back at full strength. Evergreens bounce this off the boards, comes behind the net. Evergreens have Jaglinski chasing. Warriors have two players back there. Evergreen Zinda tried to join the fight. Warriors come away with the puck. Warriors here. Sipple bids for a hat trick. Shot on goal. It's high over the crossbar. Sipple's already got two from the first period. Wow, Sipple just got hooked down there by Zinda. No call. 9 minutes to play in the period. 3-0 when we started. 3-0 now. Goalie screen. Shot deflected. It's put on there by Carson Marquardt. Puck bounces at the red line. Evergreens Hackbarth comes up, plays the puck. Ortel has it. Here's Yakuz. Yakuz just taken down. No penalty. Wow, Yakuz was hooked down to the ice. Hackbarth high over the crossbar. Wow, he had Prokop beat too. Prokop doesn't go down early very often. He did there. Coming back the other way, Sipple tries to slide it cross ice. No one's there. Sipple would have done a better job keeping that, putting it on himself. Evergreens come back. Here's Ortel, sent it to the corner. Tries to send that all the way around the boards. Evergreens have Brady Bunnell there. Bunnell wins the race to the puck. Back out to the blue line. Parker Hurt tried to flick that on. Good pass ahead. Counter-attacking chance for the Warriors. And a save by Ethan Hurt. Hurt just denied Langolis. Keeps it a 3-0 game. Obviously, the Evergreens cannot go down any further. Evergreens have sent this down the ice. We'll wave off icing off one of the Wausau West players. Warriors' Connor Healy retreats. Warriors pass there from their own blue line, red line. Coming up while the Warrior player again hits that Evergreen player up high and it's not called. Quinton Shiro looked like he was cross-checked. West bangs it off the boards on the far side. Can't get into the zone, though. Evergreens come up and take this away. That's Parker Hurt. Sends it to the corner. Evergreens are on a change. 7.5 left in the period. Wausau West long pass to the far side boards, trying to catch the Evergreens on a change. Too long. And Alec Kisley is back for the Evergreens. Kisley sends this puck ahead to Hackbarth. Now Yakuz. Yakuz trying to center. Came off his stick too hard and turned over. Ben Kopetsky takes it for the Warriors. Kopetsky sends it to the corner. Got a player there. Brady Cleveland, who's a goal scorer tonight, sent it back out over the blue line. So the Warriors have to clear for a moment. They circle back, clear out of the zone. Passed off the near side boards to Carson Marquardt. Evergreens have a player back. Everest player, wow, two Everest players just collided, and one of the Everest players has his stick hooked in the skate of one of the West players. We will stop play for just a moment to get everybody untangled. No penalty here. Alex Kisley was tangled up with Ty Bailey. Sure, Kisley's mom and dad are happy to save the stick. Right? Faceoff will come outside the Warriors' blue line. 6:43 to play in a scoreless second period. Can the Evergreens get a goal back here? Off the faceoff, trying to chase that down was Ortel, a little too far out in front of him. Evergreens now back, Jaglinski. It's behind his teammate Hackbarth. Wausau West has the puck back in their defensive end. Bounced off the near side boards. Evergreens try and close in on this with Grant Ortel. Brady Cleveland comes away with the puck. Cleveland, though, is off his skates. Lunged forward, lost his footing behind the net. Warriors try and get this centered. Hold the zone outside the far circle. Shot wide in front for a moment. Chase Pellier couldn't get that stick down. Again, the chances have been a little more even in the second period, but the Evergreens still haven't scored. And eventually you need goals. It's the only way to get back into this thing. Evergreens are trying to get this out from their own defensive end. Grant Ortel, it went out in front. Now the Wausau West player couldn't catch up with it. Goes to the far side board. Hackbarth checks there, tries to get the puck away. Jaglinski is battling for it there too. 5.5 to play in the period. Wausau West comes away with the puck back to the red line. Shot on goal just wide of the near post. Connor Healy for the Warriors. And Everett still trailing 3-0, and the Warriors are holding this zone. Good work along the boards for Cleveland. Cleveland behind the net goes back out to the blue line. Jacob Kubela shot wide. Kubela had a player on the near side post too, hoping his teammate maybe could steer that in. Sippel is holding in the slot. They can get the puck to him. He'll have power play possibility. He'll have hat trick possibilities. Got a whistle. Puck's deflected out of play. Both teams will get new skaters on. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. DeVorney Orthodontics says it's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Offensive zone face-off again for the Warriors on the far side. They hold it, go back to the blue line. Skating traffic in front, trying to feed a man in the slot, trying to get that off the stick of Connor Healy. It goes wide. Evergreens were able to stick check that puck away. Now the Evergreens take this puck away but cannot clear. Now it comes out of the zone, bounces off the boards. Wausau West possesses. Back in the neutral zone, they'll have to touch up. Sent all the way around the boards by Connor Healy. Evergreens have a player back there. And Wausau West plays this smaller ring just about perfectly. It's like the Warriors always know where the puck's going to be. Very instinctive hockey team on this intimate ice setting here. Got a whistle. That puck go out of play, and we have a penalty called. A lot of jabbing in the corner there. Colby Schmidt was involved in that, one of the Warriors. Just going to say that puck went out of play. It did. No, penalty on the Warriors here. Evergreens going back on the power play. Lucas Langolis comes off. It's an elbow in that corner. Penalty comes at 12:45 of the second period. Evergreens 0-for-1 on the power play. Get another chance here. Warriors win the draw, send the puck all the way down. The Evergreens' first power play, well, this one needs to be stronger. Evergreens at the red line, blue line. Ortel now sends it in, but it's to the corner. Evergreens have to fight for it. Wausau West got a player there. Evergreens could not hold it in at the blue line, have to go all the way back down. And here's the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Wow, just turned the puck over to the Warriors, and they get a shorthanded look at the net, slid right through the crease. Ty Bailey. 1:15 to play in the Everest power play. Evergreens trailing 3-0. Here's Yakuz, who's onside. Yakuz behind the net. Absorbs a big hit there. And Wausau West sends it into the Everest bench. Offensive zone faceoff coming here for the Evergreens. 1:03 left in the Everest man advantage. Both teams getting new skaters on, too. getting late here in the second period. Just 3:21 left on the clock. More importantly, the 1 minute left in the Everest power play. They win the draw. Here is Ortell behind the net. Hackbarth joins the fight for it. Evergreen's got to close on this puck and keep it in. Ortell along the near side boards. Hackbarth puck comes free, and Wausau West sends it all the way down. Cole Hannes. And the Evergreen's Ethan Hurt will hold the puck there for Yakus. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. And Evergreen's have just turned the puck over. Shorthanded shot and a save. Carson Marquardt gets a look at the net shorthanded. Evergreens possess the puck again, have to rush the length of the ice here at Marathon Park, and 20 seconds left in the power play. Here's Ortell. He's onside, circles back. Ortell holds the puck, bounces it off the boards to the corner. Evergreens, a player behind the net, feed in the slot here to Hackbarth. He circles down low. Evergreen shot just wide. Ortell had the goalie beat, sent it just wide of the near side post. Boy, the Evergreens needed that, and now we're back to 5-on-5. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Still 3-0, but just barely. Evergreens just having trouble breaking free against Prokop. Here's a 5-on-5 shot on goal, almost steered in by Kisley. Started back at the point from the Evergreens, Brady Bunnell. Evergreens trying to keep momentum. 2 minutes left in the period. Played scoreless hockey here in the second. West cannot clear. Evergreens hold this in. Shot. Steering that in front was Kisley. Wide. Prokop with a stick save. Tough angle from down near the goal line. Put on goal by Ortell. Evergreens still fight behind the net. Evergreens finally have momentum. West has just sent the puck all the way down and iced it. 1:40 left of the period. Yeah, I mean, since the power play, the Evergreens have kept momentum at 5-on-5, but still no goals scored. You know, that third goal that Wausau West got late in the first period really changes the complexion of this game. At 2-0, every one of these close shots looks like a big deal. Everest player dragged down. Got a whistle coming up here. Everest player was yanked down right off the faceoff. And they are calling a penalty on Wausau West. Ty Bailey comes off. This is going to be the Evergreens' third power play in this second period. Again, the Evergreens for now at least are 0-2. Penalty at 15:24, so this will spill over for a short period into the third period. Let's see if the Evergreens can get one back. Ty Bailey tripping. Evergreens try and win this offensive zone faceoff. Wausau West sends it all the way down the ice. 1.5 left in the period. The Evergreens power play will extend 21 seconds into the third period. Still 3-0 Warriors. We're late second here. Evergreens start their rush in the center. Here's Hackbarth. He's onside. Hackbarth stick handling, circles back. Got it on the backhand side across to Yakus. Shot deflected and held in along the near side boards. Ortell back to Yakus. Yakus shot. Score! Yakus for the Evergreens! Kisley may have deflected it in. Yakus gets one back for the Evergreens. Power play goal. 15:56 of the second period. That's a Jacob Yakus goal. So the Evergreens finally break through on the power play and make it 3-1. And you know, the Evergreens had momentum at 5-on-5, so the Evergreens should still be working hard for the 1:04 left of this period. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Let's see if the Evergreens can keep attacking the net. Wausau West wins the faceoff, goes to the far side. Warriors send it behind the net. Now there's under a minute to play in the period. Evergreens are in their defensive end now. Evergreen circling back with Brady Bunnell. Tried to get that ahead to Kisley. 45 seconds left of the period. Warriors put that right out in front. Down goes Ethan Hurt with a good save on the far side post. Evergreens get this puck out. Here comes Ortell. Warriors have two men back. Ortell is onside. Backhand leaves it back for Ortell. Shot saved by Prokop. Evergreens trying to work a combination there. That was Jaglinski who left it for Ortell. 32 seconds left, and you know, now it's Wausau West for the first time all night that's looked a little bit shaky. It is the Warriors who want to get into the locker room, still holding a two-goal lead. Offensive zone faceoff of the Evergreens. Ortell takes it. Evergreens hold it at the blue line. Ortell goes back. Hackbarth screenshot. Pad save. The Evergreens had another good look at the net. 20 seconds left in the period. It's behind the net. Wausau West has it. Evergreens try and pressure this. West will center back, trying to melt away the final 15 seconds. And they do, send it all the way down. This will be icing. Evergreens are going to touch this up. Wave off icing with 10 seconds left. Yaku's back in his own end. The period is going to end there. So the Evergreens get a late goal on a power play from Jacob Yaku's, and what was a three-goal deficit is now a two-goal deficit. And finally, the Evergreens have something to cheer about with one period left to play. We're at our second intermission, and our new score is Wausau West 3, DC Everest 1. Back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.